Oh, let's go off mute. We don't need to be sharing this screen just yet. You can look at my face for at least 30 seconds. It is November the 7th. Only three games. Very nice. If only they hadn't been on at exactly the same time. Good scheduling there. Only three games, so we'll look at those. We'll look at tomorrow's bigger slate of games. This is the Balls Deep post-game show. Let's go, Balls Deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. We are also part of the Old Man Squad. Find them at Old Man Squad or hit up Dan Vesperus. Only three games, so we will get through those pretty quickly. I think there's nothing major, really no huge injury news. So let's jump straight in. And here's the screen I had up to open. First game of the night, Timberwolves and the Bulls. Wolves end up winning this one, well, relatively comfortably, 135-119. It was a little bit closer than that for a lot of the game. For the Timberwolves, Conley, Mike Conley, DiVincenzo continue to split minutes. I guess we give this round to Conley. He had 14 and 11, whereas DiVincenzo had 13-4 with three steals and a block. So depending if you need assists or you need defensive stuff, like I said, both worth rostering depending on your requirements. Rudy Gobert, he was a little rough to start the game but ended up with a pretty good line, 21 and 9. Three assists and a block. Would have liked a little bit more here in what was a favorable matchup, but you take what you can get. Jaden McDaniels, 19 points, a block, nothing else. He is not someone we need to be chasing on a low volume night like this. Absolutely. Naz Reid, 4 points and a steal. He was a bit of a letdown tonight for the Bulls. No LaVine again. So Ayo Dosunmu started. He had 13-3-2 with a steal. That's probably okay. I've said all along, if he hits 30 minutes, he probably should be rostered. As soon as LaVine is back, he probably dips to about 27 or 26, and you can probably drop him. Patrick Williams, good game here. 12 points, 3 steals. Not interested. Nikola Vucevic continues to play really well. 25 points, 5 rebounds, a block. 0 of 2 from the line's a bit weird for Vuce, but hey, you take the other numbers. Good game from Kobe White. Josh Giddey, only 9 points on 3 of 12 shooting, but he had 13 assists and 6 rebounds. And then the bench guys, I wanted to keep an eye on Bouzelis and his minutes. He had 17 of them. He did have 2 steals and a block. If you streamed him in, still waiting though. I hope that he takes over Patrick Williams at some point, but yeah, it doesn't look like it's imminent at all. The Jazz and the Bucks. It was a little bit worrying if you're a Bucks fan for a while, but Milwaukee end up winning 123-100. So yeah, they figured things out in the second half. For the Jazz, Lauri Markkanen returned, as did Jordan Clarkson. Markkanen played 29 minutes. Not a great night. 8 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals. But good to have him back on the floor. Walker Kessler also serviceable, I suppose. Only 6 points, but he had 8 rebounds and 3 blocks. Colin Sexton remained in the starting lineup despite Jordan Clarkson coming back. I don't know whether this is something that's going to stick. Both of them were okay here. Colin Sexton had 14 points, 7 assists. Jordan Clarkson had 18 points with 2 assists, 4 rebounds. So, yeah, I'm not sure whether this was just Clarkson coming back in. I think he had plantar fasciitis from memory, so probably going to take it easy. So maybe they do continue bringing him off the bench. I'm not sure. So just hold both. Let's see what happens. Keontae George had 10 points, not much else. And John Collins, following that huge night that he had, back to being John Collins with 11 points, 3 rebounds. Yeah, not really interested in anyone else. Kyle Filipowski, interestingly, did not play, I believe, until garbage time. Yeah, 4 minutes in garbage time. I'm not sure why. Something to keep an eye on, whether he gets back into the rotation. But even so, I mean, none of these bench guys are fantasy priorities or anything like that. Onto the Bucks. Giannis continues to play through his various injuries. He had 31 and 16 with a steal and a block. Pretty good from the line, too. 9 of 12. You'll take that from Giannis. Torian Prince, if you were holding him for any reason at all, we can move on. Brook Lopez, 1 point, 5 rebounds, 2 steals and a block. He's really moving into specialist or streaming category discussion. So rather than someone that has to be rostered, he's just not doing anything else. Lillard, really good. He's been good the last few games, which is lovely when you're up against him in a couple of leagues. I would rather have been against him when he was trash, but not to be. Andre Jackson moved into the starting lineup, replacing Gary Trent. And no surprise, Gary Trent played 8 minutes off the bench, 2 points. They've figured out that Gary Trent is not that good. Andre Jackson played 28 minutes, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. Look, we're not going to get 4 steals every night, but he is a good defensive guard. So he's sort of who Gary Trent was for 1 year. So if you streamed in Jackson today, I did in 2 leagues, I think, I might hold him. I might hold him and just see that, because the minutes are encouraging here, 28 of them. He seemed to fit well with the starters. So, yeah, interesting. I would probably just hold him for another game and see, because if he's going to get close to 30 minutes, he could be a nice threes defense kind of guy. Bobby Portis bounced back, I guess, as Bobby Portis does, 19 and 6 with nothing else. Not really interested in anyone there. AJ Green, limited appeal as a streaming candidate for threes. And the final game, Portland and the Spurs. Spurs get the win here, so the minutes were down a little bit for their guys. For the Blazers, Temani Kamara, not his best night, let's be honest. 4 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 of 7 from the field. So shots weren't falling, but the minutes remain encouraging enough that I think he should be rostered. 35 minutes here. Other guys did their stuff. Denny Avdija, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, no defense. That's probably not a 12-team line. And only 25 minutes. I don't know. With the return of Shaedon Sharpe, maybe this cuts into Denny a little bit. I'd probably hold and just see where this goes. Shaedon Sharpe did return, played 20 minutes off the bench, had 13 points. Not much else. Look, you got a block. You might get a steal as well from time to time. He is someone who certainly should be rostered, and he looked pretty good given he hasn't played for almost a year. If you activated him, check your platform. Sometimes they forget to update those things. You might be able to just sneakily drop him back into the IR spot. But if not, yeah, hopefully the minutes trend up from here. Onto the Spurs. Julian Champagne was okay. Look, like I said, the minutes were down a bit here. The Spurs were never really in this one. Wemby had 12 points, 8 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 blocks. So everything really good there except the shooting, which continues to be a bit of an issue for him. But the other numbers are fine. Steph Castle, he started again, had 14.6 assists in 25 minutes. Is he worth picking up? Stream, maybe. He had good steal numbers in the last game. The assist numbers here are okay. It's hard to know with this Spurs team. Although Malachi Branham did suffer an ankle injury, I believe, so he could miss time, which frees up what his 22 minutes have got to go to some guards here. So Blake Wesley, Stephon Castle, Chris Paul, all getting a little bit extra, but really not too much here on the Spurs side of things. Keldon Johnson did have 17 and 11, and he is a points streamer. Let's just jump out of the game. So that was, yeah, not much to talk about in terms of the games tonight. All right, jumping to tomorrow. We have 13 games, so this weird, wacky week continues. 26 teams tomorrow, so a lot to go through. Let's fly through them in about 10 minutes. Pacers and Hornets. For the Pacers, well, we know their backup centers are out. Aaron Nesmith is out. Andrew Nembhard is probable. We're looking at maybe Jarris Walker, maybe Obi Toppin, but on a night with 13 games, it's going to be pretty tough to stream. It's going to have to be a sure thing to warrant dropping someone or actually being able to get a streamer into your active lineup. For the Hornets, they remain without a center as well. Grant Williams and Brandon Miller are both probable. LaMelo not on the injury report. That's a good sign. Trey Mann, just check he wasn't dropped in your league. I had a lot of questions about Trey Mann. Just hunt around, see if he's available. Hawks and Pistons. Hawks, nothing new on the injury report. DeAndre Hunter remains out. Risa Shea will continue to start here. We'll just roll with him until we get Hunter back and we see what happens. Okongwu is not on the injury report. I said he had looked pretty ordinary the last few games and that toe seems to be troubling him a bit, but he's not on the injury report yet. So this is obviously, 19 hours from tip-off. So things could change. For the Pistons, pretty clear injury report here other than our normal guys, Asar Thompson. Jalen Duren is doubtful. He won't play, I don't think. Isaiah Stewart will start, assuming he starts, he is worth a look, but not super exciting, especially, as I said, on a day that has 26 teams playing. For the Pelicans, Jordan Hawkins has already been ruled out, so along with Herb Jones, CJ McCollum, DeJounte Murray. Trey Murphy has been upgraded, though, so I don't know whether he returns tomorrow. That initial upgrade is usually a good sign that he is right on the cusp of returning. So just keep an eye on that tomorrow, whether they upgrade him to questionable and probable throughout the day. Zion Williamson is also questionable with his hamstring quad thigh issue that is going on. Brandon Boston's been good. Consider him as a streamer. I think he is someone you could consider given he's playing close to 40 minutes a night. Eves Missy as well, who has been decent. Okay, the Magic. Wendell Carter still out, so we're streaming in Goga Badadze, maybe Mo Wagner. That's probably about it. Tristan Da Silva, not really interested in him. Brooklyn at Boston for the Nets, Ben Simmons is going to play. I would think that he comes off the bench with Claxton and Finney starting alongside each other, which would indicate to me that Simmons is going to hover around that 25 minutes. So basically what we've been getting is what we should expect moving forward. I don't see his minutes going up. And they can't really play him alongside Claxton. That's the issue here. For Boston, we know the drill. Luke Kornet is doubtful. Nemeas Kadar has been pretty good. Maybe you want to give him a look because Jaylen Brown is still out. Fine. He's not super appealing to me, but he has been all right. The Bucks will play again tomorrow, so keep an eye on Giannis's availability. He's questionable. Wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't play. Gary Trent also questionable with a back injury. Who cares? Andre Jackson, I said if you streamed him in, pop him in your lineup again. Let's see what he can do. And Bobby Portis should get a bump if Giannis is out. For the Knicks, we know the drill with them as well. Roster their starting five. McBride is a streamer. Nothing else. Warriors and the Cavs. Draymond Green, questionable. Podziemski, questionable. And DeAnthony Melton are also upgraded to questionable with his back injury. I probably wouldn't prioritize activating Melton if you've got him in an IR spot. This could be a situation where he only plays 12 to 15 minutes. So just monitor that. And I'm sure we'll get questions overnight about who do we activate, who do we drop to activate certain players. be really cautious tomorrow because you've probably got basically a full roster that's active. So no need to go emptying that IR spot. For the Cavs, nothing. We know what to do with the Cavs. They're healthy. Phoenix at Dallas. For Phoenix, Bradley Beal, the elbow injury, he keeps popping up, but he's playing through it, so he should be fine. Grayson Allen for threes, Royce O'Neal for other stuff. If you do have the ability to stream for the Dallas Mavericks, Najee Marshall is the guy we want to look at here with PJ Washington out. He's a little bit PJ Washington-y. He'll give you some defensive stuff. He might hit a couple of threes. You really don't know what you're going to get. But if the minutes are there, if you can get close to 30 minutes, then worth a look. The Wizards back in action tomorrow. We know lots of value here, which we probably didn't see coming into the season. Bub Carrington should be rostered. I don't think we need to talk about Koulibaly anymore. He's rostered, surely. Or Alex Saar, he should also be rostered. Kyshawn George is the interesting one. If you don't care about your field goal percentage, he is probably worth a look as well. For Memphis, still dealing with a lot of injuries, John Conchar is questionable as well. So, yeah, we're looking at Laravia, Aldama, Jalen Wells. There's bits and pieces there depending on what you need. Rockets play the Thunder. Rockets are also very clean at the moment. Steven Adams is just dealing with that, the knee recovery kind of thing, but he's not a fantasy asset. Doesn't really impact anything. Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, their minutes, we're hoping that they get up to 25. They're close. For the Thunder, no new injuries here, so no streaming as such. Miami and Denver. For the Heat, Jaime Jaquez is upgraded, so he's been ill. So they're listing him as reconditioning, so that would indicate that he is over his illness and just trying to get his wind back. Maybe, I don't know, Nikola Jovic left the last game, but he is not on the injury report, so we'll just assume that he is going to play, which means Jaime Jaquez and Hayward Highsmith are tough to roster. Keep an eye on Khalil Ware as well. I don't think he plays enough minutes, but yeah, just monitor to see if he stays ahead of Thomas Bryant in the rotation and what his minutes look like. For the Nuggets, Jamal Murray has been upgraded to questionable with his concussion. His return would probably make Julian Strouther a drop. Westbrook, I guess we just hold him and see if he can continue this form even when he's coming off the bench and make sure Peyton Watson isn't available in your league. Portland back up tomorrow against Minnesota. Portland, no injuries yet, but they haven't done their injury report. Shaedon Sharpe, I would keep an eye on. There's a chance that they don't play him in the back-to-back. Everyone else, I think, should. So we know I said Kamara, I still think, should be rostered. For the Timberwolves, Mike Conley, questionable. No surprise, back-to-back. If he is out, Nikhil Alexander-Walker probably comes in as that primary backup behind DiVincenzo. And, yeah, look, Nikhil Alexander-Walker in a game against someone like Portland, he could have a little bit of back-end value. Philly play the Lakers. Paul George will play, so that's good. Tyrese Maxey, we know he is out for a couple of weeks. So the shenanigans continue in Philadelphia. Kyle Lowry will probably start if you need assists and steals. He's worth a look. Still no Embiid, so we keep rolling with Drummond. For the Lakers, Anthony Davis, probable. This foot injury looks like it's just going to linger around, so good luck. Rui Hachimura is questionable with his illness, so if both of those guys are back, Jackson Hayes would obviously lose all of his value. He's probable himself. So, yeah, really no point making any moves with these Lakers guys until we get word on Davis and Rui, and that probably won't come till later in the evening because they play 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific. Yeah, I think that's right. Clippers and the Kings to finish out the night. Clippers are healthy. Kawhi Leonard, I don't even think we need to mention Kawhi Leonard at this point. Derek Jones probably a drop. He has cooled off after a decent start. We're not really looking at Chris Dunn or Kevin Porter as well. And for the Kings, we roster all of them, or we roster Fox, DeRozan, Murray, Sabonis, and then Herder, Monk, Ellis, as I've said a few times, are basically just, they're squeezing them into one role. Each of them sort of getting 22, 18. It varies depending on who's playing well. So it's take your pick. Keon Ellis for steals. I said this, Monk for points, Herder in between. So, yeah, it's really preference, personal choice when it comes down to those three guys. That will do it. Just got in at about 4 o'clock, so I can go and get my daughter so she doesn't ring me to ask me where I am. That will do for today's show. Now, I am away for the next 2-3 days, so there won't be a show tomorrow. So for Friday? Yeah, there won't be a Friday post-game show. There won't be a Saturday post-game show, but I should be able to do a Sunday post-game show as we will be back in time, pretty sure. So, yeah, a couple of days off. But thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been the post-game show. I'm Adam King. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.